Juno Afternoon is made possible in part by Hanson Gress, delivering IT support to local businesses for more than 15 years. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my first guests today are both NOAA meteorologists here for another edition of Wonderful Weather Wednesday. Welcome, Brian and Cody.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being here. Let's talk a little bit about yourselves for starters. Neither of you have been on the show or been a part of Weather Wednesday before, so I just thought you could introduce yourselves. Cody Moore, let's start with you. How long have you been studying the weather?
I have been studying the weather all my life. I actually just started here at the Weather Service in Juneau in May.
What got you interested in it? What do you like about it?
I love all the forces of nature. I mean, I grew up, you know, in the East in New York and seeing blizzards and then seeing extreme heat and severe weather, and all of that just completely captured me. And I had such a big interest in studying it, so I made a career out of it.
Oh, wow. That's terrific. Brian, how about you? What got you into studying meteorology? How long have you been doing it?
I've been a meteorologist for pushing 22 years now. I grew up as a military dependent, so lived all over the world. What really triggered me to getting into studying meteorology was Hurricane Andrew.
When did that happen?
1992, annihilated my house in Miami.
I see.
So I ended up going to school and getting a degree in meteorology, and been working since.
Was that the most serious storm you ever saw?
Yeah, I took a direct hit from that Category 5 hurricane, but Southeast Alaska has some very unique weather in the world. That I've been here now 5 years, so got to see a glimpse of a little bit of everything.
What's the most interesting weather pattern or storm or craziest thing you've ever seen here in Alaska?
In Alaska so far, it has been the heat. Everyone told me to, you know, don't get used to this. It's going to be cold. And then for the past couple of weeks I've been here, it's been just like back home.
It's not cold at all. What about somewhere else? Have you ever seen a crazy storm or something that really wowed you?
Yeah. 7 years ago when I was living in southern Indiana, we had an EF4 tornado completely destroy towns along a 50-mile path. And I was a mile away from it just watching it.
Wow.
That was the craziest thing I've ever experienced.
I grew up in southern Indiana. A lot of days after school going to hide in the basement because of tornado warnings and things like that. But I never actually saw one those years I lived there. All right. Well, thanks both of you for being on the show today and telling me a little bit about yourselves. Last month on Weather Wednesday for the month of June, Joel and Jake, they gave us their take on the forecast for June and the seasonal forecast for the rest of the summer. Let's just take a quick listen to that.
A drought for Southeast Alaska like this is not unprecedented. Mm-hmm. The worst part of this drought, in my opinion, is the lack of snowpack for the last 2 years. And so that's your money in the bank, and that's the water that you're going to get later in the season so it all melts down. And we just don't have any up there in comparison. So we're really far behind on the snowpack, and that's going to continue to impact us.
That was based on my laywoman observations, you know, what he said last month. I haven't seen it get any wetter since that interview took place. What's the status of this drought?
The drought continues. It's, you know, no quick recovery from a drought. We didn't get here in a quick way. We've been, you know, in a water deficit for past 2 years. So it'll be a prolonged above normal precipitation, which is not looking like it's the case for July as we continue to be under this ridge of high pressure that's bringing us all this warm temperatures. Right now, I believe we have a slight chance of precipitation for early to middle next week. So continued hot and dry through the holiday weekend.
Wow, just a slight chance of rain maybe next week?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. What does that mean? You know, Joel was pretty concerned about the snowpack when he was here on the show last month.
Well, the snowpack's just been melting with these temperatures, and that's causing areas, streams and rivers to rise. We really see that build up over the winter. So as we had another below normal precipitation winter at elevation, then the drought impacts will likely persist through next year.
Any information about how this is affecting the region, Juneau and other parts of Southeast?
A lot of it's been impacts further down south. They've had more impacts. They had Salal impacts and Net Island, Metlakatla, sawfly invasion. But the biggest has been the power, having to supplement it with diesel, resulting in increased power bills for residents.
Right. But that's not the case here in Juneau, is it?
Not yet. We are considered abnormally dry at this point, which is not quite to drought classification,
okay,
but it's right on the border. And given the fact that we're not looking for much precipitation in the next few weeks, we could continue to see impacts develop from lack of precip.
Another thing Joel said last month was this drought is not necessarily unprecedented, that we have possibly been this dry before. Is that still the case?
Yeah, looking at data in the 90s, there was much drier periods, but there was also less impacts because the population was less and, you know, less dependency on the hydroelectric power. So it's not unprecedented to be this dry. We're just seeing more impacts from dryness at this time.
Before the interview, you mentioned that the National Weather Service issued a fire weather watch.
Yes, due to all these very dry and hot conditions we've been having, it could result in a rapid fire growth if one starts. So given this, CBJ has banned personal fireworks. Hopefully residents will listen to that and come downtown and watch the fireworks in the channel.
Yep, that's the latest I have as well. Fireworks show in the channel is on as scheduled, but no personal use. And using extreme caution with personal fires, such as campfires.
Yes.
And we've already had a few scares here, and there was a scare in Anchorage yesterday, too, a big fire I read about. Despite all the dryness, there is, oddly, the strange possibility for flooding. I understand your organization is watching the Suicide Basin. Your organization, among others. So what's going on up there right now?
Well, at this point, it's continuing to fill, and it's reaching, you know, depending on how much melt it gets each day. Lately, it's been about a meter a day. So it's getting close to overtopping the dam, in which case it would be like last year where it flowed over the top of the glacier instead of getting under the glacier and carving it out. So we continue to watch that, and we'll let residents know if anything changes.
And what's is there a difference from when it overflows over the top of the dam versus like comes down?
Last year was the first year that it overflowed the top of the dam. So,
but the water levels, they rise up either way.
Yes, and with all this heat, I would expect it to not be contained for, you know, several more weeks. It's more like several days would be my opinion.
And do you know anything about the amounts of water up there now? That when it does go, what?
That's the
expect?
Big unknown is the volume of the basin. So we work with UAS and several other agencies to help determine that. And we use our messaging to make people aware of the potential impacts.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about the short-term forecast. Probably no surprises. It looks like the days ahead are much like the days behind us. Cody, do you want to chime in on the short-term forecast?
The hot weather is going to continue into the rest of the week and into the weekend. We could even see some record temperatures over the next couple of days. I know for tomorrow, the 4th of July, we'll be in the mid-80s in Juneau. Our all-time record high is 90. I don't believe we will reach that here in the city, but we will be getting very close to it.
Will it be warmer in other parts of the area, like out in the valley, out by the airport?
Out the road, they tend to be a little bit warmer than downtown. But yeah, the valley and out the road, those are usually our warmer spots around the area.
Do you think the temperatures will hit 90 out there?
I do not believe so. I believe we'll stay in the 80s.
Any long-range predictions for the rest of the summer or even early fall? I hate to talk about fall just yet, but it is right around the corner.
It still looks to be continued above normal temperatures through the season, and about equal chance of normal precipitation. So not really looking for any drought relief in the next month or two. And then as we get into fall time frame, it's, you know, less skill there, but still looking for above normal temperatures to continue.
Excellent. The seasonal forecast, how far out does that go now? Is it, I think last month when I talked to Joel and Jake, they were just looking at like June, July, August. Is that right?
So usually there's, you know, several. The 3 month is where we have some skill in identifying patterns. And they do, you know, longer outlooks, but that's generally trended more towards climatological norms.
Well, thank you both so much for being here. And check out weather.gov/Juno for the most accurate weather forecast in town, in the world. would either of you like to add anything else, or did you bring anything else that you want to talk about today for Weather Wednesday?
No, just it's going to be very hot the next few days. I mean, today was our cool day by the outlook, but, you know, Thursday, Friday into Saturday, mid to upper 80s around. So stay hydrated.
Go
do
swimming.
Anything you can to stay cool.
Great. Well, thank you both so much for being here. It was nice meeting you both, and I hope you have a lovely 4th of July.